Welcome back to the Booze Buddy Update for Tuesday, May 17th of 2022. It's brought to you by Green Mountain Payments, helping local business owners save thousands of dollars by providing complimentary credit card processing equipment and zero-cost credit card processing. Visit greenmountainpayments.com or posandzero.com today. Well, a proposed law to expand access in Vermont is gaining some national attention. No, not that one that has to do with the court decision. I'm talking about one that makes it easier to expand access to, of course, ready-to-drink cocktails, or RTDs, in the state. It also reduces the taxes from a surprising amount of almost $8 a gallon to a much more reasonable $1.10 per gallon. The aim of the law is to bring containers of beverages with similar alcohol content to a similar level of tax, and also allow more purchasing options. So while you can currently purchase beer and wine in a grocery store, a certain spirit-based products are only supposed to be sold in state-run liquor stores, which in some cases means multiple checkouts, but could much more likely mean shopping actually in separate stores. If the governor signs the bill into law, it will go into effect July 1st and will allow current private beer and wine sellers to add these spirits-based RTDs to their shelves. For more, you can head over to the show notes and check out the link, but let me know, would this make it easier for you to try more of these RTD beverages? Well, it's probably something you've never seen. Personally, I think the highest score I've ever seen on a shelf wine is probably in the mid-90s. So is it possible to get a score of 100 on a bottle of wine? For some, it's looking that might soon be a yes. The 2016 vintage from Novello in the Barolo region seems to have it all. Great structure and a serious potential to score a 100. While I'm not personally somebody who's driven by hunting that perfect wine any longer, though I certainly did hunt for some great wines quite a bit in my late 20s, there are people who will continue chasing this wine as it ages to see if it does eventually hit that perfect 100 score and reveal itself. Only time will tell, but if you want to let your inner wine nerd out a little bit, head to the link. Have you ever had the perfect wine? What was it? Let me know, and then check out the link that is, of course, in the show notes. And now for something completely different, can you make cheap beer taste better? Well, apologies to Miller Lite, who sold beer drops that you could put in the most watery of tasting beers and make it taste more like Miller Lite. We're talking some real flavor here. Plus those are sold out and aren't available anymore. My father used to put salt in his beer, and since I didn't like salt when I was younger, I never really thought that did much for me. However, adding some salt to a beer is still a thing, and it makes those cool streams of bubbles if it's a clear beer. Lime or lemon can work, but it's mainly a summer thing and really only works in a couple of beers. And some people swear by adding a few drops of hot sauce, though. It gives some depth, gives some heat, and there's either that savory and or sweet side to most of these hot sauces, too. Have you tried this? I'm thinking sriracha, Cholula, and maybe some Tabasco sauce will be the first ones I try, mainly because I believe I already have them. Have you tried adding any of these flavors to your beer or others? What was your favorite? Let me know and read on at the link that is in the show notes. Remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't drink and drive. Stay safe, drive sober, and support the booze that supports your local community. And I'll see you again tomorrow.